Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Tommy Anderson.
Good morning, Lamont. How are you today?
I'm good. Hope you are the same. We're excited to visit with you about a book that you've written and what's happening there. But Tommy, before we talk about your book, we need to talk about you because I think that just kind of leads into your book. So tell us some of your background, Tommy.
Well, my background. First off, I want to thank you for having me on the show today.
Sure.
And my my background, I'm a Midwest boy. I grew up in Madison, Wisconsin. And at age 17, I went into the service, into the Army. Had my mom sign the papers so I can go in. I assumed I'd be drafted. And I stayed total between active duty and reserves, 23 years in the service. Ending up retiring out of the Air National Guard in Madison. I was also a career firefighter, paramedic in the city of Madison. Spent 25 years on the job there before turning to writing.
So you served people in several different ways in several different places for sure. So Tommy, this book, I think out of at least a partial of your experience, and the title of it, and I'm not sure I'm saying this right, is Haboob Wind.
Is it? Oh, you said it perfect.
Haboob. All right. What does that mean?
Well, the definition of Haboob Wind is, or of Haboob actually, is a violent Arabic dust storm, and I use that as a metaphor in my story to show the covering of America in a cloud of dust.
Okay, so give us a little synopsis of the book. Of course, we don't want to give away the whole thing, but enough to say, oh boy, I want to read that. So what do you think will motivate people to read your book?
Well, I wrote it based on current events that are going around the world and the current technology that's used in the course of our everyday life and the military. And the book begins at the end of the Iraq War when we're leaving the country. And I take one of the soldiers that was there is one of the lead characters in the book, becomes an FBI agent assigned to anti-terrorism, and he starts following a trend through the country of increasingly lone wolf attacks and thinking that they have to be connected. And each one gets worse and worse and worse, where it finally ends to a large incident in California, in which another hero joins them, an ex-military flyer, and together they battle against the terrorists that have struck the country, or lead the battle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through the premise of if there was an electronic pulse weapon about all systems within the United States, so the military would have no way to strike back, would have no way to know what's going on, there'd be no communications, there'd be no electronics, and I looked at it from that viewpoint, how we would strike back and defend ourselves.
Yeah, in everyday life now, we just, so many people depend on technology, and it gets scarier and scarier, it seems to me, you know, and people go to dinner and they have to talk to each other on their phones rather than face to face. I mean, that's just one teeny little example that of minor technology compared to the kind of technology that you're talking about. I'm thinking of all those drones that are out there. Do you include something about drones in your story?
Yeah, I have that all in there because the emphasis on artificial intelligence and weapon systems and the use of drones, remotely computerized controlled aircraft, or just general the new fighter aircraft, the stealth aircraft, which are basically big computer systems. If all that went out, you'd be blind with no aerial defense.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks at it like, what would you do then? The country's plunged back technology-wise to probably the 18th, 19th century.
Yes. Yeah, even though your story starts, as you said, December 11th, 2011, but then the main part of the story, I believe, is in 2021. And when we think about how quickly our technology changes, it's even hard to imagine what all the technology will be like in 2021. So I think your book sort of sort of gives us some idea of what could be possible there with technology.
Yeah, it follows you know, the current equipment that's used and personnel to work around it. A number of places have been gracious to, you know, have research at. One of them is your Strategic Air Commander and Space Museum.
Yes.
They're in Ashland. They've been very good to me in hosting me to come around there. National Air and Space, the U.S. Air Force Museum, and others. So I did quite a bit of research on the aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
And the aircraft that I used in the book as the retaliation.
So it seems to me, again, we don't want to give too much of the book away, but the heroes in America are really important people in your book. So you got to read that book. Now, we're going to talk about making it into a movie, but let's be sure that people know how to get a copy of your book, A Haboob Wind by Tommy Anderson. How can people get a copy?
Well, the easiest way is go to Amazon, and it's Haboob Wind. Both in written and in electronic Kindle. That's probably the most common. It's also on Barnes & Noble and several other book sites.
Okay. And I was going to say, if they want to find out more, you have a website also. Is that right?
Yes. They can go to haboobwind.com.
Okay.
And that'll bring up also links to the blog for several veterans organizations that I work with.
Yeah, really important.
Yes.
And I want to spell this. It's pretty easy, but it's Haboob and then wind, WIND. So if you want to look that up, it's easy for you to do. Now, pretty exciting, Tommy. This is going to be made into a movie.
Yes, it is. Global Edge Pictures in Hollywood has picked it up and purchased the rights to make it into a movie. It's in screenplay right now. Hopefully, it's planned on to be done by the 1st of August so that the search can go on for a director and then for a cast.
Will it be the same title so we'll know when that movie comes? Do you know?
One of the things that you learn when you're doing a screenplay and you're working with Hollywood and everything is they make changes that they feel will be more suitable to an audience. So the name will probably be changed so that it has a bigger draw to the audience. So
okay.
They know right away that it's a thriller.
All right. Very good. Well, now you're part of that screenplay. How difficult is that from writing the book to writing the screenplay?
It's two different animals. And I'm lucky to be working with a seasoned Hollywood screenwriter who is kind of guiding me along. And it's a book. You read it and you visualize the story in your head. On a screenplay, you have to write it down so that you see what it actually looks like in real life, and then have that reflected on the screen. So it's quite an interpretation.
So Tommy, and we're visiting with Tommy Anderson here. What do you want people to feel, to learn, to know when they get done reading your book?
Well, I wanted it to be a good story that was interesting, but I also wanted people to be aware of their situation and what's around you, and to always be vigilant. One thing that's easily said these days, if you see something, say something, but that's a great cliche, but nobody actually says what you should look for and who you should report it to. And in my book, I'm hoping I just bring up some observations, not so much as to make people paranoid, but to be more observant of the things around them.
Yeah, I think it could get easy to be paranoid because you begin to think, okay, who can I really trust? And who should I tell? So you're going to give us some guidelines in the book.
Yeah, it's a rough guideline according to my training.
Okay, and you know, it is a fiction book, and we have to realize that Tommy Anderson, this is based on Tommy Anderson's experience and viewpoint, but it's another good viewpoint. What's your next plan? What's the next stage?
Well, of course, it's getting the moving away, which we're hoping to start shooting at after the first of the year. But I've got several other books that are in the works that are soon to come out. One is based on Wisconsin and the Civil War.
All right. Completely different from what you're doing now. That sounds very interesting. So we'll keep watching for your book, Tommy, and we appreciate getting to visit with you today.
Oh, I really thank you for what you had me on, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Okay. Until next time, here's a thought. It's time again to say thank you to all of the heroes in our lives.